Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Go loud.
Welcome to Home or Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restrictive in what we say than our main episode. So, new year, new wardrobe, freshen up your wardrobe with essential staple pieces from Pennies. We are wearing Pennies right now. So, any clips you see from bonus episodes, we are wearing Pennies and we're obsessed. I have like this fluffy, what's it called? Bork?
Is that what it's called?
Teddy.
I never knew what it was actually. Yeah, teddy.
Jacket. It's like a fleece.
It's so cute.
And then their flares are so soft.
We're both in flares.
Yeah. Oh my God. We have the black. Ellie's the black and I have the taupe, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Colour. They're so soft and comfy and stretchy. I'm obsessed.
I love them.
They have everything you need to make sure you are the best dressed in 2025, from cozy knits and cute baby tees the perfect pair of jeans and stylish worker clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants.
It's the stretch in them. I love the t-shirts are like so nicely fitted.
Yeah.
They hug you so nicely. I've on this like zippy, like I call it a BBL jacket.
BBL jersey. Yeah.
I love it.
It's so good.
I love. They have the nicest colours and the sets and the sports bras and
It'll
make you want to put them on and.
Yeah.
Even
just
if you're not,
you in the zone.
Yeah. Even if you're not gymming, though, I love wearing like feeling put together in like a nice matching set.
Same.
Like this.
There's not actually no feeling like it. No. You just feel like your life is a bit together.
Yeah.
So whatever your goal is this year, if you're trying to get into Pilates or just trying to get back into routine or whatever you want to do gym wise, or if you want to just walk around wearing feeling cute, Pennies, we've got you covered. Rant of the week, we get to give out about something that is so minuscule, something that happened to us in our life, something we're annoyed about, and something that makes. Sometimes also no sense.
Yeah.
What is your rant of this week?
I got flipped off this morning by a bitch.
Bitch.
And I never give out about these people because I have people in my family who are these people.
Okay.
Motorcyclists.
Okay.
Particularly just this motorcyclist this morning.
Okay.
Bitch.
Really?
If you were the bitch in the pink high-vis motor
bitch.
Cycle jacket coming around by Christchurch, I hope you make a cup of tea and your milk is sour.
Hope your cornflakes taste disgusting.
Like, why just assume, ooh, because you're on a motorbike, you can fucking weave your way in and out of everywhere with no indicator.
Yeah, I do hate that.
Like, who made you bleeding mare of the road?
They give me such fright sometimes because I'm just zoom in and out.
I'm in my correct lane.
Yeah.
I am following my lane. It's a 3-lane road.
Yeah.
No one ever really goes into the left lane because...
What lane was it? Oh, the Christchurch.
Yeah, kind of coming around. I think there's a credit union on that road. I can never describe it. I don't know what it's called. In between like Christchurch and like Thomas Street.
Okay.
Kind of. No one kind of ever really goes in the left lane unless you're turning left.
Okay.
Because you always get stuck at the top of that road. The middle lane is for going straight and right. And then the right lane is for going right, obviously.
Yeah.
So I always just stay in the middle one because I'm always going straight.
Okay.
This van, the van is on the left and I fucking, you know when you just know he's going to pull out in front of me and I indicate or like, I just know he's going to. And maybe I get it from my dad. If that was my dad now, he'd be like, no, I'm not letting him in. And he'd make sure not to like, where I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
But the van pulled in front of me and I beeped at the van. You didn't let me fucking know that you were trying to merge in front of me.
Yeah, and I know you crashed into you.
Yeah, like really closely. Like. Yeah. And then the bike comes out of nowhere. She just appears on my left and does the exact same, like I was driving, does the exact same thing, just swindles her way in front of me. So I beeped her and she just goes, so I beeped her again. But I would have loved it if the traffic kept going and I ended up beside her.
And you could be like,
I just would have fucking, I hope you have a nasty old day. Wouldn't wish anything bad to happen to you, but I just fucking, I hope you go on to really hate the rest of your day.
Yeah, I would shy. She seemed
like you're in, what does she think? You're in the wrong, you dickhead.
I know.
Just because you're wearing a pink Hyvis.
I can't. I love giving people fingers on the road.
Aww.
I'm a secret finger giver.
Are you?
Yeah. If you do something bad or you piss me off, yeah.
I love it. Hands in the air.
I know. I'm just a...
Or if someone's in front of me, I'm like...
Yeah.
And you know they can see it in the mirror and you're just...
I know. I just ignore.
Yeah.
Or do you ever be in a yellow box? Well, I'm always in this. I'm in the yellow box.
Terrified of yellow boxes.
And I know everyone is cursing and looking at me. I'm just like...
Coming out of my estate, there's a yellow box. And whenever somebody is in it, I will drive this close up to them to be like... And you can tell that they're doing that exactly. They won't look at you around.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there going... I can't get out now. You're in the yellow box. Yellow box is terrifying.
Oh, I don't know what, I accidentally went in the other day though, and this woman was, I was like, what is she?
Gawking at you.
She was talking behind her window. I was like, I rolled her window. I was like, hey. And she was like, you're in the yellow box. I goes, oh, I didn't realise. She was real mean about it. I goes, happy Christmas. And I put the window up. It was near Christmas. Like,
is that like when your woman's banging on my window? And
yeah.
Like, hope you have a happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Scrooge.
I just think, like, I actually didn't, I'm a young girl. I didn't.
No, if you accidentally went to
I'm just
get
a girl.
It. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I'm a woman. I'm like, yeah. I genuinely didn't know. And I also was barely in it. My back wheels were in it. My back wheels.
Oh, well then.
Like, and she proceeded to be annoyed at me. I think she felt bad then when I wished her happy Christmas.
Yeah. It's like, you didn't have to say that.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Have to go your way to do that.
Yeah.
Well, so there's my rant of the week. Hope the bitch in the pink hive is on the motorbike makes...
Someone shits in her motorbike.
Yeah, I just wish you really have a... I hope you get stuck in... I was going to say loads of traffic. You won't. You'll fucking weave your way through it, won't you?
I think it's... Is that illegal to do that?
I don't know what the rules and regulations of being a motorcyclist is. Don't know.
Definitely not to weave in and out. I've never had any actual run-ins with one, but they're definitely don't stick to the rules of the road, I don't think.
I like when they say thank you. I love when someone says thank you.
Who says thanks to motorbike people for what?
Yeah, like if you let them out or whatever, like, or if you let a car out and they go in front of you. Like I
always put my hazards on.
I do a double thank. Yeah, so I do hazards. If someone lets me out or whatever, I'll do hazards and then I'll do the owl.
Oh, my mom always. Remember she did it when I was younger, like, what's that?
Yeah. I'll always make sure to do it, or else if you let someone out and they don't do it and you're going, you're welcome.
And then they do it and you're like,
I was just singing. What do you mean?
I hate, like, there's always like certain group of men on the road that just pull out in front of you just because they can and don't say thanks.
Oh yeah.
Did I tell you? No, like, you can't do that.
No.
And just with speed, not I can't.
Or if they indicate that's their...
Yeah, that's them saying I'm allowed to
go. I'm going because my indicator's on. Go. You have to make sure you're able to go or I'm letting you go.
Me stand there. You can't go. Yeah.
You would have been stop sign.
Yeah. So, no.
So there's my rant.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis.
an increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTIX or cosentix.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something, the ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
In a world of dry eye, there's a long-lasting solution that can save the day. Presenting Sustain Complete Preservative Free. Its unique formula gives 8 hours of relief from the common symptoms of dry eye. So say goodbye to dry, tired, irritated, sore, burning, stinging, and watery eyes. And say hello to multi-symptom relief. Available in a store near you. Sustain Complete. Open your eyes to lasting relief.
I haven't got one this week, actually, but I have a listener rant.
Okay.
To go, because I ain't nothing really peeved me off.
No.
This week. No, I couldn't think about it on the way in rant.
Fine. That's a good week, girl.
Yeah. So this is the listener rant. I'm currently in my final year of an agricultural course.
Oh, continue, girl. Yeah.
It was something I always loved from growing up on a farm, but never thought of going to college for until last year after a few years trying different things after school. I'm 23 now. My boyfriend and I both have the same idea to go to Australia when I finish college, which is next June 2025. But I've fallen in love with my course and I'm considering doing a job for 3 years to get a further degree and my dream job. This completely throws off our plans, which he has no issue with, as he doesn't mind working up the ranks in his job. Which is such an awful fear of running out of time. When I spoke to my teacher about applying, she helped me to go through, suggested it might be an extra 4 years rather than 3. This threw me off as I was prepared to finish college at 26, but it could be 27 now. I feel so old, it just terrifies me that I'll run out of time to travel and do all the things I want to do before we settle down. I'm angry at myself, as I wish I'd done this course when I left school, because deep down I knew I loved it. I just didn't go for it. I feel like I wasted so much money and time doing other courses and jobs because I wasn't sure on what to do. I just have such an awful feeling about life and running out of time. Aww.
Girl, there's no set time frame on anything.
Also,
27 is still young.
So young. And also, you know what is wasting your time is being annoyed about having waste, well, how you see as being yeah. wasted time.
Can't like, change it.
Can't change it.
Can't go
as
back.
Shit as it, and I all, like we all do it when we look back at something like, should have done this, should have done that.
Mm.
Hindsight is a great thing.
Yes.
You if you knew hindsight your whole life, you'd be set because you know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
You'd have no regrets.
No.
You'd know exactly how you'd feel when you'd done something, so you wouldn't do that decision. Like, you'd know exactly what to do, but then life is boring.
Mm.
If you know exactly what's going on all the time, then it's kind of like a fucking book rather than like...
Yeah, you know what's coming.
You know what the end of it is, yeah. But I know, I feel like the run out of time thing is so relatable for a rant because everyone feels like that, I think, with stuff. I always get sad thinking of like that you can't ever get your childhood back and your young years back. Once they're gone, they're just gone. I just don't like that. I feel like when I was young, no one ever told me that. I knew it, but like, I wasn't aware.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You just always think,
like, one day you're just
you'll
not...
be like that. Or
yeah,
something.
And then you're like, wait, I'm fucking adult now. As to adult, like, what do you mean?
I just it's a weird concept to think of.
You can
it?
Just never imagine yourself being like older, or like an old lady, or like
an old lady.
And we all do. Like,
I know.
You just always see yourself as you. And then when you change, you look back pictures, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's sad. Life goes too fast and it goes too fast to be sad about time 100%. Like that, you know what I mean?
And I also think things happen for a reason. Like, you didn't do that course strategy for a reason. You learned different things by different friends. Don't know how long she's with her boyfriend, did she say? But like, maybe they wouldn't have met. Like, all these little things
have led you
to where you are.
Yeah.
Don't
a certain way.
Yeah. Sorry, we're giving it advice like it's an emma, but yeah.
Wanted a rant.
It's
there.
A rant, yeah.
There we are.
Honestly, don't. The only thing that's going to waste your time now is thinking about having a waste of time and getting angry at yourself for it, because, yeah. If you agree with our rants or you want to send in your own and you have something to say, whether it's a driving rant or...
Or if you want to be the bitch this morning and email and apologise, I'll accept that too.
Imagine. That'd be so fucking funny. You can email homeidrink@goloudnow.com or follow us on Instagram, homeidrinkpod. We also get like input for segments there. Mm-hmm. If I was you, we have to give you very honest and very raw advice about what we do if we were you. We can't sit on the fence, can't give you some maybes, ifs, or whatever else. We have to tell you exactly how we feel about your dilemma. And these are all sent into our email address again, homeidrink@goloudnow.com. Mm-hmm. This is today's dilemma.
I was in a relationship with my ex for 8 months and we were seeing each other for a few months before we made it official. He has this girlfriend that I hadn't heard much about, but he told me he got with her before. I met her at a college house party last year and I told her she was pretty and she looked me up and down and walked away. She said to my ex, she's quick to compliment me, and my ex said I was just being nice. The more our relationship grew, the more I used to notice her hanging around with him and his friends. I never had a problem with her until he told me some nasty things she was saying about me. Obviously, I was upset about this girl that I met once talking badly about me and he decided to cut her off. Time went on and he would continuously talk bad about her and mock her and always say I'd have nothing to worry about with her when we go back to college. I always thought they had a thing for each other as they would be too close for my liking earlier on in our relationship. We got back to college in September and he started hanging around with her again but swore it was only because she was in his friend group and he wasn't talking to her one-on-one. We ended up breaking up at the end of September and he went straight to her house that night to go out and ignored me all night. We kept seeing each other after and I noticed he had started texting her again all the time after months of talking shit and mocking her. Safe to say, I was heartbroken. I asked him, were they a thing? And he said, no, they are friends. Let him live his life. And now she's posting pictures with him on Instagram. I've been contemplating getting back together with him as I still have such strong feelings for him, but I know he won't cut her off. Am I being crazy or is there a thing between them? Please.
You're not being crazy.
No.
There is never crazy. Most certainly a thing.
100%.
Especially because there has been a thing before. They got together. Yeah. He got with her before. Yeah. I don't know what got what alludes to, but like they've been together in some kind of romantic way.
And as soon as yous broke up, he went straight back to her.
Yeah.
No, walk away from that. If you do go back there, it's the same cycle all over again.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally the same cycle. Yous are going to argue over her. Like, there shouldn't be a person involved in your relationship that yous are arguing over. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, you shouldn't have to have these continuous fights and repeating yourself and it not changing. Like, she was talking shit about you. Why would you want to be with someone who's even entertaining that, like, around that?
No. And talking and being so mean to you.
Yeah.
Looking you up and down when you tell her she looks nice.
All right.
That's a freak instant red flag. I think he is
playing both cards.
Yeah, and whether or not he's actually getting with her when he's woke up, whatever, like, or when they're texting, like, it's just, if there's someone in the way of a relationship that he won't cut off that upsets you and you've reason for it to upset you, then that says a lot about him.
Yeah.
I think that's gives me instant
red flag.
Beep, beep. Yeah. Like alarm signals.
No, I'd leave that behind. Think of how nice it'd be to be with someone who respects you, respects how someone else makes you feel, like, oh, they're not really nice to me. Do you mind not really hanging around with them? Oh, geez, of course not. If they're not nice to you, they're, well, I don't want them in my life kind of thing. Like, life can be easy and enjoyable and relationships can be like that. So you shouldn't have to settle for something like this.
And him being like, he's talking shit about her gives me red flag as well.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when boys are mean, they're actually fucking fancy.
Yeah.
And then like text her all the time. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'd love to hear from someone who has a boyfriend who has a really close girlfriend that they'd be texting and all. Like, I'd love to hear people be like, no, it actually does.
It actually works.
It happens. Yeah. It works. Like, but for me, I can't picture because it's not happened to me.
I can picture like one that I know of close to me.
That has a close girlfriend.
Yeah, so she has a close fella friend.
Oh, okay.
And they're genuinely just
I feel like it's different when it's the boyfriend. I don't know why.
Yeah, when it's the other way around. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'd love to hear from someone if you want to write in and let us know.
Let us know.
But this, for me, doesn't seem like one of them healthy times.
Mm-mm-mm.
There's too much going on. Too many red flags. It's not just one or two.
No.
It's about 10. I think you're listening to yourself, your gut. You're not being crazy.
No.
We definitely don't think you are. So
definitely not. I think been that, move on and think of how carefree and enjoyable your life could be to be with someone. And you probably don't even like him as much as you think you are. You're probably telling yourself that you like him this much. you will like someone else 100 times more than you like him.
Who actually is nice to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Agreed. You can send your dilemma, first of all, problem or rant at homeadrink@goloudnow.com. Thank you so much to Pennies for sponsoring this episode.
Thank you, Pennies. We love you.
We love you. You can freshen up your wardrobe with all their essential pieces available now in your nearest Pennies or Primark store.
Make sure to like, rate, subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now. I can never get the end of that sentence out. Right.
Listening to on this.
Yeah.
Listening.
It does make sense, but it sounds like it doesn't make sense.
Wherever you're listening to Home or Drink, give us a 10 out of 10 star rating.
Please.
They're 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
And that is us. We will chat to you on Wednesday.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.